My name is Luis Fernando Restrepo. I am a football commentator and analyst of DirecTV Sports. The whole idea is to describe everything, but in the way they call it rhythm, and that's why it's that quick. They try to describe where the ball is in the field, where the players are standing up, what is the system. The commentator can be talking about everything, even live, politics, even sometimes music, because they play music in the commentary as well. They try to make a party. I would say, for example, la bola la viene llevando cuadrado, cuadrado para James Rodríguez. James Rodríguez saca uno, va a rematar al marco. ¡Gol, gol, gol, gol! ¡Gol de Colombia! ¡Qué golazo! James Rodríguez.
Always after the goal is like an orgasm of football.
Why do South American commentators take so long to say the word goal?
Everything mixed in Brazil, because in Brazil they were the first ones who put football commentary with different sound effects as well, and they start to make the long goal as well. And that thing was copied, especially in Argentina, and the rest of the country in Latin America, they start to make the commentary like the Argentinians. When they say, oh, it's 25 minutes, the time is running quick, really quick, really quick, or something like that. Or
so they don't just say, there's 25 minutes left.
No, at all. They say, oh, the life is really short, that's why you have to make the most of it. It's 25 minutes. Always. They put little catchy phrases, always. This kind of thing start to be like the identity of the commentators.
What about when you're commentating on a really boring match? Do you reflect the fact that it's boring with a slower commentary or not?
No, that's the perfect occasion to talk about another things in
it's
life.
A blank canvas,
yeah,
for you.
Yes, and to make jokes and to talk about music or to talk about the latest gossips. Or this is the perfect canvas. Even sometimes it's better.
What you've said here about commentary reflecting the pace of the game here and the passion of the game in Latin America, and do you think that reflects cultures?
It's completely true. It reflects the culture. Even in Latin America, there are different types of commentary. In Colombia, for example, it's really quick, and the goal, it's the longest one. It could be 1 minute, because the commentators are more successful or less successful depending on the length of the goal. In Brazil, it's really long as well, but it's shorter. In Argentina, it's slower, but they put a lot of passion as well. Here in Chile, they are making a mix of the Argentinian side and the Colombian and the north side, but full of their catchy phrases and stuff.
So let's try and do an English commentary in the Latin American style. And as you're Colombian, I'm going to give you a treat, and you can commentate on Colombia's only goal of the Copa America so far, which they scored against Brazil last week.
There is a fault, Colombia, the ball is in the box, Murillo in the box, she shoot, goal, 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 goal of Colombia. Beckerman celebrates, the whole Colombia is on the street, they're touching the cup, the America's Cup is coming to Colombia. Colombia got one, and guess what? Brazil nil, nil, nil. Colombia won, Brazil nil.
Could you imagine Alan Green doing that?